Chapter 6. In the Woods. At 16 years old, Maggie felt that her life was boring and grey. Each day was the same as every other day. Her father was now much better and able to work again at the mill for Lawyer Wakeham. Tom had a job with his Uncle Dean, but he had to start at the bottom of the business. He also went to school at night to learn the things that he needed to get a better job. Tom did not need any of the Latin grammar that he learned from Mr. Stelling. Mrs. Tulliver did not want to look after the home now. She often walked silently around the empty house, and Maggie worried about her. The only time Mrs. Tulliver seemed happy was when she was brushing and pulling Maggie's long black hair into a tidy crown on top of her head. But Maggie worried more about her father, who did his work each day with sad eyes. He never stayed away from home for very long. He hurried home from the village, never stopping to talk to anyone like he did in old times. At night, Maggie often sat beside her father's knee and told him how much she loved him. But he never showed that Maggie's love made him happy anymore. Visitors, even the aunts and uncles, hardly ever came to the mill now. When they did not stay for long. One afternoon in early summer, Maggie sat down beside the sitting room window to read a book. Her dark eyes started to move across the pages. Then she heard the sound of the gate opening and people walking down the path. It was Lawyer Wakeham. But today, he was not alone. Philip was with him. Maggie hurried upstairs because she did not want to meet Philip like this. She was very happy to see him, and he did not look very different from when he was a boy. But she knew that it was impossible to enjoy any time with Philip when their two fathers were there. She stayed upstairs until she saw them leave. During that summer, Maggie went walking in the woods near Dalcott Mill every day. It was one of the only things in her life that she did for herself and that made her happy. In the woods, she could sit down and listen to the river floss. One evening, on one of these walks, something moved across the evening sun on the path in front of her. She was surprised to see Philip Wakeham appear.
"Philip," Maggie said, smiling, "I have never met anyone here. Did you come to meet me?"
"Yes, I did," said Philip, who seemed embarrassed. "I wanted to see you. I hope you'll not be unhappy with me."
"No," said Maggie, starting to walk along with him. "I'm pleased that you came. I wanted to find a good moment to talk to you. I often think of you and how kind you were to me long ago."
"I'm happy that you have thought of me too," said Philip. "I even drew a picture of you as you looked one morning in Mr. Stelling's library." Philip took a piece of paper out of his pocket. Maggie saw herself on it, sitting at a table with black hair around her face.
"Oh dear," said Maggie happily. "What a strange little girl I was. I remember my hair like that."
"You were beautiful then, but you are more beautiful now," said Philip.
"Am I?"
said Maggie, looking away from him. They walked along silently for a while until they came to the end of the woods.
"Philip," Maggie said sadly, "I want us to be friends, but I can't keep anything that I loved when I was little. Tom and I live a different life now. I cannot have the son of my father's enemy as my friend. My father will not like it.
I understand, Philip said quietly. But do you really want to lose a friend because of your father?
Yes, said Maggie, thinking hard. I can lose anything if it helps him. I don't want to make my father's life harder than it is.
But will us being friends really make his life harder? Asked Philip.
Yes, he is not a happy man. Please don't ask me to say any more about it, said Maggie.
But I am not happy either.
Are you happy, Maggie? Said Philip.
I was happier as a child, said Maggie.
Maggie, when we find things in life that we feel are beautiful and good, we must keep them close. Without things like books, music, friends, and love, we are not really living.
Maggie tried not to show it, but she understood Philip very well.
Can I see you sometimes, Maggie? Philip went on. I feel like I am living when I am with you.
But how can I see you, Philip? Said Maggie.
Allow me to walk with you here some days. If we are friends, maybe our fathers can be too. My father does not see yours as an enemy, Philip said. Maggie did not know what to do.
Can I think about it? She asked him.
Of course, said Philip. For now, let's walk together a little longer. Do you have many books? You loved them so much when you were a little girl.
No, I have stopped reading books, said Maggie. I only have a few now.
Philip took a small book from his pocket and gave it to her.
The Pirate, read Maggie.
Take it home with you, Maggie, he said.
No, thank you, said Maggie, giving it back. If I read it, I will love this world again. I will want to see and know things that I never can.
Then your mind will never be free, said Philip. Maggie went home that evening feeling confused, but she knew that she wanted to meet Philip again. When she was with him, Maggie felt that the things that she loved in the past were not gone forever.